Well, that brings us almost to the end of this episode of Naked Oceans. But before we go, let's catch up with another marine expert and ask them, if they were a marine critter, which one they'd be and why. Here's Critter of the Month.
My name's Heather Mason-Jones. I'm currently an associate professor at the University of Tampa, Florida. And the species that I chose was one that actually has fascinated me since I was a kid, and it's not seahorses, despite the fact that I've worked on seahorses for my career. The group that I've actually been fascinated with forever is cuttlefish. Really, I think I first ran across them in Jules Verne, reading excerpts of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. There's a chapter in there talking about the attack by this large, scary cuttlefish creature. And I think for me, as a kid reading this, it was like, oh my goodness, this... This is this scary, horrible organism. I could not imagine a fish doing this scary, awful thing to this big old ship. So from that point forward, it's just something that kind of captured my imagination, and I got increasingly interested in as a kid. And, of course, really didn't spend any time observing them or interacting with them at all until an adult, because they aren't found in North and South America. They're actually found other places in the world, but they're absent from our coastline, which is actually a relatively unusual thing, considering there's 120 species in the rest of the world. That was another part of their allure, was that there were this fantastic creature that was common elsewhere, and yet it wasn't found on the coastline that I grew up in. Cuttlefish have a very unusual way of being. They've got this elaborate camouflage mechanism that allows them to not just match the color of their background with their chromatophores, they also have the ability to change the texture of their skin to make it look either smooth or to have it look like it's got little tufts of algae off of the surface of it. Walking up to a fish tank and actually looking at it and thinking that you're seeing a bunch of rocks on the bottom and actually realizing that these are actually organisms that are matching the background completely, and then spending time trying to get them to interact with you, you can actually use your fingers in the front of a tank to pretend to have the tentacles of the cuttlefish and actually encourage the cuttlefish on the other side of the glass to react to you as if you were an aggressor. And so when you do that, these rocks change to these elaborately colored, striped, spotted organisms that are no longer cryptic. They're incredibly obvious in the tank, and you can actually see the waves of color moving along the sides of their bodies, and it looks like there's just all of this emotion running over the surface of this organism, because you can see these waves of reddish coloration and other kinds of colors across their surface and watch them interact with you across the glass and also interact with each other. I mean, they have elaborate mate choice mechanisms. Males compete for access to females and have these bright colorations that they use to engage with the females. And so they're a very interesting and unique species that has this very cryptic lifespan that also has this kind of very elaborate showy coloration as well.
That was Heather Mason-Jones from the University of Tampa in Florida telling us about her lifelong obsession with those masters of disguise, the cuttlefish. And you can listen to lots more ocean experts picking their top critters at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Well, that's all we've got time for Naked Oceans this month. A big thank you to Ben Lassels, Andy Wood and Heather Mason-Jones. And until next time, you can find us on Twitter at Naked Oceans or email us. The address is nakedoceans@thenakedscientist.com. And as always, you'll find more info on this month's show and all the others at thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Thanks for listening and catch you next time.
Naked Oceans is produced by The Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at saveourseas.com.